Hello and welcome to Well Played, a podcast where I, your host George Collins, will review video games I've played during the week in a 15 to 20 minute format. Today I would like to review two games, but one of them be shorter than the other. I would review a new game that's new to the PlayStation Network, but it's still rather old. It came out back in 2010-ish, like late 2010, Rock of Ages. And I will review a racing game called Superstars V8 Racing. The short review will be on the Superstars V8 Racing game. Not because I didn't enjoy the game, because I was satisfied with it, but it had a rather large issue with it when I played it, so it kind of cut my playing time with it. I'll explain the issue in a minute. But Superstars V8 Racing is a car racing video game based on an Italy-based Superstar series. The Superstar series is basically Italy's touch on the United States NASCAR, basically. Just with, instead of just the oval, they have professional streets and whatnot they use. It's kind of like a Fast 2 Furious and Need for Speed in a way. You have more streets just with professional markings and whatnot. And everything is real. It's like based on their actual superstar, actual series in Italy. So I don't know much about it, but yeah, they have a bunch of videos you can unlock on there. The game itself is not really special or any or extremely different, but it's not really special or extremely different compared to like Gran Turismo, but. Superstars is to all the racers out there. It's well done to a point. Like, for example, the graphics, the realistic driving, the turn stops, slight drifting in conditions and wet weather, and etc. like that. And the damage you can do to your car. Because I just found out yesterday that if you turn on the settings, you can turn them off anyway. You can turn off all like the... you can mess up your car, but you can turn it all off, make it just so you can just drive. But say if you could turn on a tire damage, if you drive on the grass enough or you drive long enough, eventually your car starts to swerve to the right as if your axle is messed up, stuff like that. It's an enjoyable game, but it's not as exciting as Need for Speed, especially the recent titles like Paradise and The Run. It's more of a time killer for trophy slash achievement collectors. It's an easy game to gain like 35 trophies or 1,000 points on Xbox. I don't play Xbox, so I have to look it up to see how many points you get. It's Superstars is kind of like a cheap knockoff of say Gran Turismo or Need for Speed and stuff like that. There's no official story mode. It's simply quick race, training, race weekend, and trophy mode. Championship mode. I don't know why I said trophy. Championship mode, which I guess is the only thing similar to a story mode, but it doesn't tell a story, so it's not officially a story. Of course, just like Gran Turismo, they have their licenses, which you just like, drive and accomplish certain challenges to gain licenses, superstar licenses. There is no two-player split screen, but there is online support. Unfortunately, if you get the game now, there is no one online. The only way to be people online is if you have your own friends and stuff like that who want to play it with you and have it their own copy. When I got the game, it was $3, so I didn't... So, I got it for $3 because I was a PlayStation Plus member. That's when I first got into it. So, even if the game was horrible, I wouldn't really be mad because it was $3. Also, there is nothing, at least from my knowledge, to unlock besides trophies and pictures and videos from the actual Superstar series in Italy. But speaking of trophies, the only problem I have is that that's slowing me down since... That's really the only thing that's important in the game to me is the frame rate of the game. I'm not a professional when it comes to frame rate, but I'm not sure if it's too little or too much for the game, for the system, or whatever. But the game lags in important parts of the game, even during the main menu, and that's sad. It's not often, but you notice it, and it's annoying, especially when it'll mess with your direction when you're driving. And what made me quit for the moment is in the process of one of the trophies, it's called Mr. Tester, in which you gain after you complete 15 laps in training mode with the same driver. I was midway through, so about eight laps in, and I was racing my ghost train, trying to my best to get an even better lap time. And throughout the race, it was lagging, and it didn't. Oh yeah, shit, I didn't mention it, but each lag lasts about less than half a second. It might not seem like a lot, but it's kind of important during, like, say, turns. And each time it does lag, the game will continue in the background while the game is frozen. So when it unlags, well, unfreezes, it'll go to where you was driving, if that makes sense. Which is a huge problem, especially during turns, like I said. So this has happened a few times and messed up my turns and my lap time. So eventually I got tired of it and turned off the game and never went back to it until yesterday or today. Yeah, today during this recording. I didn't play it, I just turned it on. I doubt it's my PS3 having a problem, but it's a brand, because the PS3 is brand new. But besides that, the game is, if you can look past the lag and no one being online, and you just want it for just the trophies, I'll get it, because it's very cheap. So right now I give it like a 3.5 out of 5, just because, just it, like I say, it's a cheap version of Gran Turismo, but it's based off a real series, racing series, and it's not just made up cars. So if you just want a game just to play with your friends, something like that, I'll get it. Just for, like, just to kill a weekend, just to kill like an hour or two, I'll get it. But just know that it's laggy. Okay. The second game, I've been playing a lot lately because I just got it. It was free on the PlayStation Network because of PlayStation Plus. Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages is an action strategy video game. The game combines tower defense strategy with a rolling ball mechanism similar to games such as Super Monkey Ball, or in some terms, Mercury, except you use a large boulder instead of a monkey in a hamster ball or a blob of mercury. In this game, you use a large stone boulder to attack the enemy's castle at the bottom of the hill while using various defense structures to defend your own. You can use obstacles to defend your path to your castle, such as buildings, dynamite, windmills, and animals. Don't worry, there is no animal cruelty in this game. You use large cows, bulls, and even elephants with large tusks with buildings strapped to their back to block the path and slowly destroy and try to destroy your opponent's boulder, or gradually make the boulder itself smaller, so when if they are able to make it to your castle door, they will not make as much that they won't cause as much damage when they hit it. Your goal is the same as your opponent's, which is break through their castle defenses and crushing their actual leader and killing them. But in the story, you follow Sisyphus. Yeah, and if you know your Greek history, you'll know that he was forced to roll a large boulder up a hill only to have to do it again for eternity. So in the game, at least from my understanding, it is his fictional revenge story, where he not pushes the boulder up the hill, but down it down against anyone who faces him. The game features a timeline which spans across 5 periods, which is ancient Greek, medieval, Renaissance, Rococo, and Goya. I don't know what the last two is, but they go and visit them. Each time period features a unique art style to fit the time period during the gameplay. in those time periods, he faced multiple non-fictional characters or not real characters, real people from those time periods, like Leonardo da Vinci and Leonidas from Sparta. It's just, the story don't really follow the person. It's just you know, it's the person. They take actual pictures from history and just glue it on there. It's kind of like a South Park kind of thing, how they take the pictures, just move them around. But like many games, they also have boss battles. Instead of rolling down a tougher hill, you have to roll and jump with the boulder to various obstacles on a board and strategically use your boulder to injure your boss. Each boss's time period pro appropriate bosses for example, you face the Statue of David, which is used at the end of the Renaissance period, which is like the third boss. And speaking of David, that boss battle was maybe the most entertaining yet short battle I've been in this game. I had plenty of other bosses that were more entertaining, but this was kind of funny, which made me actually buy it when I looked at the preview. Mostly because to beat him, you have to roll your boulder up this ledge as David walks around and use the cannons that's on the ledges and shoot yourself towards David's very delicate parts until he crumbles into pieces. It's a very messed up yet funny way to die. It's balls to your balls, I guess. I believe you can buy this game for like $10 on all systems like PC, Xbox, and PlayStation Network now. But this week into like Tuesday or something like that, it's for free for PlayStation Plus users. It's worth a buy. Look it up on YouTube for gameplay, but I give it a 4 out of 5, really. It seems like cut it slightly short today, huh? It's weird, but okay. But remember, okay, this is kind of my time a little bit. Remember, this show is sponsored by IndieEmpire.com, an independent music promotion company. Follow me on Twitter at BrokenNotepads.com. Maybe not BrokenNotepads.com. Follow me on Twitter at Broken_Notepads with a Z at the end. Send your games, I should review, or questions, suggestions, and music you own to WPPodcast@gmail.com. Everything will be in the description, and next week I might not record. I'm not sure yet because I just started this job and I wanted to make sure I try to buy me a new game instead of going to games that I haven't played in a while and going back to them, then reviewing them, stuff like that. I want to actually try to buy a new game or even review games that's been out for the last like 6 months or something like that. Maybe even Skyrim or something like that. Try to attack that in 15, 20 minutes. So, you want to, or even you can send your own reviews and stuff like this so I can talk about them on here. Just send everything to WPPodcast@gmail.com, and I guess I'm gonna end it with a song. I'm going to use Bebe Boogie's "Hello Hello Goodbye" from his latest album, The Truth. You can buy it on iTunes, and remember, everything is going to be in the description. So, Bebe Boogie's "Hello Hello Goodbye" from his album, The Truth. See you next week. Bye bye.
Hello, hello, goodbye. See you never again. The real is Mr. Man. Cause you'll never know the signs, or you're gonna hear a shot.